Well, we're all together cold. It's 12 below, flirting with 13 below. And that's just not the direction that you want to go. Jason Cairns, early on a Tuesday morning, January 25th.
That is really, really cold.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's jobs for neuropsychologists in, I don't know, Jamaica,
Florida, Arizona, or Texas.
Like yeah, right, yeah.
I'm sure there are. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, having the thought this morning, we've built up a great team of guys who can replace me, Dawson and Zach and Josh, and I'm just thinking maybe... Seriously, the thought within the last few minutes was, all right, maybe Peggy and I could get away next January. But then you have to deal with, you know, Snowmageddon happened in February, where we had more snow in 1 month in 28 days than we did in any other month before. So,
right, right.
But
you know, then it raises the question, which is worse, the really, really cold or the lots and lots of snow?
Yes, it does raise that question.
Oh, well. I don't know if I have an answer.
Well, you know, the thing is, my theme for the winter was just kind of like, and my wife would kind of scoff at me sometimes, but I was just like, hey, we're one day closer to spring. And she's like, it's December 30th. And I'm like, well, every day you're one day closer to spring. And so that's the optimist in me. And so...
It is.
So hope springs eternal. And there's the word spring. So we want that.
Right. Right. So spring hopes eternal.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, we're having a good time in Colossians chapter 1 because about the supremacy of Christ, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So in Colossians, we're going to pick up 17 and 18 today. And it says, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Mm-hmm. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
Let me just, before you jump into letters of the beloved, I mean, just that verse 17, just to underscore here, as people are listening to us, whether they're lying in bed or brushing their teeth or eating their breakfast, driving. Verse Colossians 1:17, speaking of Jesus, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Boy, that's a big statement there.
Right, for sure. Mm-hmm. And so picking it up in letters to the beloved, I wrote, now, Jesus was not an angel, as some believe, but every heavenly being was created by him, through him, and for him. He is the point. He existed before everything, co-eternal with the Spirit and me. All goodness, truth, and beauty hold together in him. He is the head of the church. He is the beginning and the end, the living A to Z. He always ranks above.
Again, the supremacy of Christ. I mean, the mighty, majestic supremacy of Christ.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, for me, I think that the that last line there I really like, that he always ranks above.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we face so many things in this world that are good, bad, hard, easy, you know, all of those things. And we have to continually turn back to remembering that it's all about Jesus. It's all about him.
That was our line yesterday, and it led us. I love it when our little powwow here leads to, it just inspires or births the song. And so even as we were going over this, I typed in King of Kings. I get two songs, C.C. Winans and Hillsong. And I think that's what we're going to turn to this morning. And yesterday,
Perfect.
It's all about Jesus. We had a song from Planet Shakers. So what a great way to start the day, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, stay warm is the admonition, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Sounds good.
All right. Our buddy Jason Cairns looking for neuropsychiatrist. No, he's fine at Marshfield Clinic right where he is and with us on the radio here early morning. But, yeah, got to say my in-laws in Texas or in Florida or Arizona, that does sound kind of attractive this time of the year for sure.
Well, we all know, parents, that toddlers can be expensive. Uh-huh. Just kids in general have costs, right? To keep them fed and clothed and happy and healthy. But has your child ever done this? A New Jersey couple is working on returning $2,000 worth of items to Walmart after their toddler accidentally made the purchase online.
Hmm.
The Kumar family tells News 12 locally there in New Jersey, their 22-month-old not even 2 years old yet, was playing on an electronic device when he accidentally started buying things from Walmart.
Wow. And I'll take one of these and one of these.
The parents say they will now be removing credit card information from their phones. I'm just wondering, and again, Walmart's whole thing, what, save money, live better? It's not like there's tons of super expensive stuff. So either the toddler in question bought lots and lots and lots of things before the parents caught him, or somehow he found his way into, like, electronics and really started racking things up.
It would be interesting to open up the phones at 715-396-1670 and ask, what did your child do accidentally with the phone? Because our story is that Dawson, as a wee lad, this young or roughly at that age, the regular phone, and this was still the phone with the cord and everything, and he called 911.
Oh, sure.
And the police actually showed up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that happens.
It works.
Yeah, right.
They respond.
So it's like, oh, officer, it's all fine. It's the child, and we'll... So you never know, right? But, yeah, wow, a $2,200 bill.
Yeah. Thankfully. I mean, and that's the thing, too. In the age of touch screens now, there seems to be, unless it's locked, a lot more damage that they can do. And, again, I've seen my little nephew at church the other day. He was just scrolling through my sister Rachel's phone. And, yeah, it's kind of crazy how much they can pick up and how quickly. Do you have what it takes to be a man or woman in blue? Are police officers incredible? We've been talking about it, especially in severely cold weather like this, the way that they're out there keeping us safe. But what they do on a daily basis requires a certain amount of not only mental but also physical aptitude. And there's a test you have to pass.
Now, here's the thing, Caleb. There's been a story in the last couple weeks that Eau Claire was short police officers, quite a few. In fact, they have seven openings. And I'd heard this, and I was like, well, I like donuts. I could be a police officer. But there turns out there's a lot more that goes to it.
Oh, absolutely. So there are 65, which is wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
65 police officer candidates who are vying for seven open positions with ECPD. And a busy weekend for those 65 officer candidates trying to pass the department's physical testing. We actually have a listing of all the things that are in said physical aptitude test.
It sounds like a mini decathlon. All right, let's talk about it. The tests include a 300-meter sprint.
That's longer than three football fields.
I mean, so can you, I don't know, I'm kind of picturing, can you chase somebody? Can you chase a bad guy? You know?
So. I'm more thinking if the police dog is chasing me, how fast I might run.
Yeah, right. Okay, what else?
Also a 1.5 mile run. So you've got the sprint, run as fast as you can, but also a little bit more endurance with 1.5 mile run. Of course, I'm sure all of these are timed, so it's not just, you know, because I'm just thinking, well, can I make it that far? No, it's how fast can you do it?
All the police shows I've seen, though, and the movies Courageous has wonderful police running on foot. I mean, the idea, like, do you have to hop a fence and do some other things?
Well, yeah, and this is the thing. When you are in full gear as well, it's totally different as well. So, again, it takes a high degree of physical aptitude, as we've been saying.
So then there is the vertical jump.
Yep. Push-ups and sit-ups.
Mm-hmm. And an agility test.
I feel like that's where I would struggle the most is the agility test. I'm not super agile these days.
Walking a balance beam? I don't know. So anyhow, that's interesting. From 65, they have a written test. They'll whittle it all down to seven, and they're going to fill those positions. So.
Yes, and congratulations again to the future men and women in the ECPD and to all those who serve and protect all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin. We thank you and we admire you very much.
Absolutely. Well, I've seen the pictures of the ice castles up in Superior, but apparently they've got ice castles in Lake Geneva, which is in southern Wisconsin, and it's now open.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how long of a drive that would be, but it really sounds worth it. Wisconsin's Ice Castles attraction, now open in Lake Geneva. It features tunnels, slides, fountains, and other structures made entirely from ice. How many gallons of water did it take to complete? 4,000 hours of labor and 3 million gallons of water to build this.
Crazy. Yeah, that's probably about a four-hour drive, maybe a little more than that. So event manager Wally Bullard says that the team is excited to show off their hard work. I imagine so. The 25-million-pound attraction is expected to stay open to the public through early March if weather permits. So you got about
Seems like
weeks.
Weather's probably going to permit, guys.
Yeah.
Seems like weather's pretty good for that, judging by the current trend.
Wouldn't it be hard, though, to put that much work in and go, and then it's just going to melt?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, because you try and make a work of art that lots and lots of people, especially families, are going to enjoy, but It's also temporal, right? Uh-huh. So yeah. I guess there's lessons to be learned from that.
For sure. All right. So anyhow, check that out if you're going to do a little traveling. I know my mom's birthday is coming up later in February, and I would aspire. I'm like, it's been crossing my mind, like, oh, it'd be nice to get down there for it. But, you know, it's basketball season. We're both doing play-by-play on WOGO and responsibilities.
Would she go down the slides if you took her to the ice castles?
I'd have to invite her to do it. Yeah.